This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. It is that time of year again to consider planting soybeans. Nebraska research shows that for every day after May 1st, we lose a half a bushel per acre per day of yield potential. That equates to 7.5 bushels yield loss by the middle of May. All that being said, the best question to ask yourself is, how can I finish planting soybeans sooner to maximize soybean yield? Meaning planting soybeans in too cold or too wet of conditions is never a great idea. Let's answer three questions to help you realize that yield potential of early planted soybeans. How important is it to use a fungicide and insecticide seed treat? It can be very important. Cool temperatures and wet soils increase seed exposure to pathogens. Also, bean leaf beetles like to feed on early emerging soybeans. During feeding, they can transmit the bean pod motilvirus and lay eggs so the larvae can feed on your soybean roots. Second question, should you adjust your seeding rate? Research clearly shows higher soybean plant populations are achieved by using a fungicide and insecticide seed treatment. So let the $10 to $12 seed treatment do its job. Also, Nebraska on-farm research has regularly shown that we can lower seeding rates without reducing yield in most case situations. Question number three, how deep should I plant? Nebraska research shows that regardless of planting date, 1¾ inches helps maximize soybean yield. Soybean seeds do require 50% more water than corn to initiate germination, so planting into moisture is important. Last question, should I plant a fuller season variety? It's always best to plant a high-performing variety based on yield trials and the needed agronomic traits, but lean towards slightly fuller season varieties for earlier planted soybean yields. To learn more about maximizing soybean yields, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KKIC Radio.